Now, a professor once stood before his philosophy class, and when the class began, he silently picked up a very large empty jar, and he proceeded to fill it with golf balls, and he then asked all of his students if the jar was full, and they agreed that it was. The professor then picked up a box of pebbles and he poured them into the jar, and he shook the jar lightly so that the pebbles rolled into the open areas in between the golf balls. And he asked all of his students again if the jar was full, and they all agreed that it was. Well, next, the professor picked up a box of sand and he poured it into the jar, and the sand filled up all the remaining space. And he asked his students once more if the jar was full, and they responded with a unanimous yes. The professor then produced two cans of beer from under the table, and he poured both cans into the jar, effectively filling the empty space between the sand. Everyone in the classroom was laughing. "Now," said their professor as the laughter subsided, "I want you to recognize that this jar represents your life. The golf balls are the important things. Your family, your children, your health, your friends, and your favorite passions. And if everything else was lost and only they remained, your life would still be full. The pebbles are the other things that matter, like your job, your house, and your car. The sand is everything else. It's the small stuff. If you put sand into the jar first, then there's no room for pebbles or golf balls. And the same goes for life. If you spend all your time and energy on the small stuff, you'll never have room for the things that are the most important. So pay attention to the things that are critical to your happiness," he said. "Play with your children. Take time to get medical checkups. Take your spouse out to dinner, go see the latest movies, or even play another 18 holes, because there will always be time to clean the house and fix the disposal. Take care of the golf balls first, the things that really matter. Set your priorities, because the rest is just sand." Well, one of the students raised her hand and she inquired what the beer represented, and the professor smiled and he said, "I'm glad you asked. It just goes to show that no matter how full your life may seem, there's always room for a drink with a good friend. And tonight, you get to celebrate with your family and lots of good friends. So congratulations, you two.